Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-Year Savings Event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Good Sunday, and welcome to the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind. Now, live with a call from Phoenix, your host, Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. Like I always say to you people, I got absolutely no clue what time it is for you. I just know it is the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America for me, Andy Dorf. Welcome in, everybody. Divisional round of the NFL playoffs came, went. Let me talk to you about what happened on Sunday. 22-17, Chiefs beating the Browns. And let me tell you, it was fantastic. And it was fantastic because it started with Patrick Mahomes and it finished with Chad Henne to the rescue. I can't make this stuff up, people. Anything you can do, he can do better. That's what I'm going to say about Chad Henne, because guy comes in off the bench, gets it done for the Kansas City Chiefs, gets them back to the AFC Championship game. What an amazing performance from Chad Henne coming in late in that game, icing it for the Chiefs, 22-17 over the Browns. And then in the battle of the old men, yeah, Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers get it done, 30-20, Tom Brady and the Buccaneers advancing to the NFC Championship. Chiefs playing the Bills, Buccaneers playing the Packers. Just amazing stuff. And, you know, when you talk about Tampa and Tom, it took them a while to figure things out, but now we see what was the mastermind plan to get these guys all together and then ultimately, at the biggest moment in time, come through in the clutch. And that's what Tom Brady and the guys did. Tampa Bay going to New Orleans, beating the Saints on the road. What a performance from Tom Brady and the fellas. Just amazing stuff. Gonna break it all down for you people. Championship weekend is next week. But we got the divisional round to break down first right here with the Dorf Man on NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America. Hang out with me, everybody. I'll be right back.
This is Sports Overnight America.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Do you own a timeshare but can't use it because of travel restrictions, a change in life circumstances, or perhaps you can no longer afford the monthly payments or annual maintenance fees? If you feel stuck or you just need to get out of your timeshare, Newton Group is here for you. They are the nation's oldest timeshare relief company, which means you can trust them. Read the reviews. They have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, 4.7 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and a proven track record to legally relieve you from the financial burden of your timeshare. Getting out of your timeshare can be tricky business, so it's important you go with a company you can trust, and nobody, I mean nobody, has more experience than the experts at Newton Group. For your free consultation and your free consumer's guide to timeshare exit, call 877-WE-DO-EXIT. That's 877-WE-DO-EXIT. Why pay for something you aren't even using? Give us a call at 877-WE-DO-EXIT or visit NewtonExit.com today.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
The palms of your hands will thicken. The skin of your cheek will tan.
Hell, man, it's not lightning.
You'll grow ragged and weary and wet, but you must do the best you can. Do you fear the force of the wind, the slash of the rain? Go face them and fight them. Be savage again.
Tyreek Hill awaiting the punt of Shane Lechler. Hill backing up, fielding it at the 18-yard line, dodges to the right to the 20-yard line, going to the 25, turns the corner at the 30, up the right sideline to the 40, to the 50-yard line, back to the 40, down the right sideline to the 30, pointing at the 20, to the 10, to the 5, touchdown, Tyreek Hill, skating all the way down the right sideline, 82 yards for the score, and the Chiefs take a 38-20 lead.
What the hell's going on?
Now more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Smoking hot!
That's right, baby. Smoking hot, and what the hell's going on out here makes a lot of sense to me because, quite frankly, what a performance from the Kansas City Chiefs. When their guy goes down, Patrick Mahomes, everybody is freaking out. The air comes out of the stadium. And there's just a buzz of quietness when Patrick Mahomes goes out of that game with a concussion. Fear, you name it, they had all those emotions running through them. Concern, cause for chaos. But no, no, no. Chad, anything you can do, I can do better, comes in the game. And gets a couple of huge first downs for the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, dude came in there and was up to the task, ready to play. And they didn't flinch. That's what I found to be very, very cool about the confidence of the Kansas City Chiefs. Even when Patrick Mahomes was not on that football field. Crazy stuff. Welcome back in, everybody. Sports Overnight America, NFL Rewind, divisional round style NFL Rewind here with the Dorf Man and Sports Overnight America. Get at me on Twitter, by the way. It's Dorf on Sports. Check me out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports. Check me out on Instagram, The Real Dorf on Sports. Let's talk about what we saw. I mean, it all started on Saturday, right, with the Packers beating the Rams 32-18. Bills come on after that, and they literally just shut down Lamar Jackson big time, 17-3. And believe me, we got a lot to talk about with Lamar Jackson. Got a lot to talk about with the Ravens. But I do think what we saw from the Browns this postseason, like, they're legit. They're a team that we may have to look out for. And they may be there knocking on that door. Like, that's what I've learned. You know, I'm tough on Baker. Really tough on Baker. But I'll tell you what, Baker played all right. Look, they didn't put up a lot of points, but either did the Kansas City Chiefs. And we think about the Kansas City Chiefs as a team that has a high-powered offense. You know, they didn't really blow it out of the water. Baker Mayfield goes 23 of 37. Only 204 yards, a touchdown, interception, nothing special. But Patrick Mahomes, the guy that a lot of people think is the MVP, 21 of 30, 255 yards, he had a touchdown, no interceptions. But again, that's not Patrick Mahomes killing it by any means. So the Cleveland Browns had a good game plan set up for this game. Give them credit. Give them kudos. And maybe they have taken a step in the right direction. The Cleveland Browns, that is. Very concerned about Patrick Mahomes for his next game. I think he'll have enough time, don't get me wrong, going through the concussion protocol. But guy gets hit again. Never know. So there's definitely reason to be concerned about that. And will they be able to get through with Chad Henne? Who, by the way, again, man, dude was very, very solid in the sense of doing what he had to do to help his team advance. But I'm not quite sure they can rely on this guy heavily. Darrell Williams, I mean, what a job he did running the football for Kansas City. Like, that guy was pretty solid. 13 carries, 78 yards. And Tyreek Hill, what does he do? He just makes plays. Travis Kelce, another guy. I mean, that guy is just a beast. Love watching that guy go out there and do what he does. Guy's fantastic. Another 100-yard day for that guy. So Tyreek Hill gets you 110. Travis Kelce gets you 109 and a touchdown. I mean, Hardman, a couple really nice plays from Hardman. Yeah, they got a lot of weapons. But I'll tell you what, I think they're going to have their hands full in the championship game. I really do. Divisional round, you got through the Browns, who played you tooth and nail, to be honest with you. And a lot of people disrespecting the Browns. Again, I'm tough on Baker, but at the end of the day, man, this was a very competitive football game. You know, they're down a lot of it. I know they're down 19-3 at half. But they do come on strong in the second half, get a couple touchdowns. Make this interesting anyway. And let's just say they could have gotten off the field there on fourth down, which let me explain what happened there, which this was the call of the game. And the call of the game, which, by the way, was confusing enough that Tony Romo had no clue that these guys were actually going to run a play. He thought they were going to try to draw the Cleveland Browns offside. But no. No, they had a game plan, man. They were going to pass the ball, and they were going to get that first down, and they were going to pass the ball to Tyreek Hill, and Tyreek Hill was not only going to get the first down, but he was going to get the first down, and he was going to stay in bounds so that basically this game was over. So, yeah, I think that these guys just really, really outsmarted everybody, including the broadcasters. And Tony Romo is a quarterback. And they completely fooled him with the alignment and how they went out there. So yeah, to me that was one hell of a call from Andy Reid. And one hell of a play from Chad Henne. To have the guts to have to go out there and just make that play happen at that moment in time. Again, it sounds a lot easier than it really is. We're talking divisional round of the NFL playoffs. But that's why you have a guy like Chad Henne, when I think about it. He's a veteran backup dude that was ready and up for the challenge and the task. So kudos to him. Kudos to the Kansas City Chiefs, who played a good enough football game to beat the Browns. Wasn't their best. Really was not their best. But again, I never really feared, until Patrick Mahomes went out of that game, that Cleveland even had a chance to win. And then they were behind, so they needed some help. And Chad Henne said, once again, anything you can do, Chad can do better. And maybe I can work on my singing too. But anyways, that was fantastic stuff. All right, here are the music. Means I got to take a break. I'll come back. I'm going to break down the Buccaneers, Tampa Bay, Tampa Tom and the fellas going on the road to make it all happen against the Saints, 30-20, in the Battle of the Old Men. So keep it close, everybody. Want to talk about that here on the NFL Rewind. I'm Andy Dorf. It is Sports Overnight America.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you.
Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
Brady now over 300 yards for the game, 83rd time in his career. Looking for all of it. Unloads to the end zone. Caught by Gordon. Touchdown, Patriots.
84,
80, first down, little shoulder fade. Thomas, what a throw! Surgical precision. And Michael Thomas has his aim. Dropped in beautifully by Drew Brees.
Now more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the NFL Rewind, NFL Rewind divisional round style of the NFL Rewind here with me, Andy Dorf, on the Sports Overnight America program. Get at me. Obviously, it's Dorf on Sports on Twitter, Dorf on Sports on Facebook, and on Instagram, we're the real Dorf on Sports. And look, Tampa Tom and the fellas went to New Orleans, took care of business, and there were a few reasons for it, okay? Quite frankly, the New Orleans Saints offense did not get going for whatever reason, and I have a couple ideas as to why, and I'm going to hit them with you in just a moment, but I'm going to give credit where credit is due. Tampa did something in this game that they were unable to do in the last game. They didn't turn the ball over, and they were able to turn New Orleans over. And quite frankly, that was a huge difference in this ball game, along with the fact that the New Orleans Saints did not have the services of Taysom Hill and Latavius Murray. And that makes a big difference. There's 10 to 20 plays that you do not have to account for because of these two guys not being on the field. Let that marinate in the brain a little bit. And think about what the New Orleans Saints were up against when they did not have the services of those two guys. Guys like Alvin Kamara needed to really step up and perform. And it's not that he didn't. It's just that it just wasn't enough. Because he had to be spectacular. He had to be special. That was not the case. Nobody was special for the New Orleans Saints. Tom Brady did what Tom Brady does. Tom Brady wins another big football game. Tom Brady gives his team another opportunity to get to a Super Bowl. Why in the hell is this surprising anybody? Not surprising me, but the fact that they did not turn the ball over, talking about Tampa, and New Orleans was not really putting points up like they normally do. And now let's talk about Drew Brees, as to maybe why they were unable to put points up on the board, to be totally honest with you. 19 of 34, 134 yards, one touchdown, and three freaking interceptions in the divisional round at home? The writing is on the wall, people. And I know that this is a sensitive subject with some. But this guy has got to, and I mean got to, retire. He can no longer hold the New Orleans Saints hostage. The one time they wanted to go downfield, or the one time that they could go downfield, I should say, it wasn't by Drew Brees. They brought Jameis in. Jameis goes 1 for 1, 56 yards for one touchdown. So the writing is on the wall. This is almost like one of those courtesy opportunities for a guy. And it's kind of sad because Drew Brees has been so damn good for so long. But he just can't throw the ball downfield anymore. Which, by the way, is something that Lamar can't do. So, yeah, there's some head scratching going on for the Dorfman to a certain degree. Drew Brees, as much as Drew Brees was the reason why the Saints had a lot of success, I think you could make an argument that part of the reason why they're not having success at this point would also be because of Drew Brees. So the lesson that I got and what I learned from the performance of Drew was that, you know what, it's time, man. It's time. You got a job up in a booth somewhere. We all know that. Take it, move on. And I feel bad for guys like Alvin Kamara. Because that guy is really, really good. And when he had to be special, he couldn't be because too many people were keying in on him. Because there weren't other guys on the field that could really hurt the Tampa Bay defense. Now let's talk Tampa Bay. Great job of turning those guys over. 3 interceptions. Something that they were unable to do during the regular season against this team. And Tom Brady, man, that guy just wins. Sorry, man, you just put him on any team and he's going to make them a Super Bowl contender. Kind of reminds me of a guy in the NBA by the name of LeBron James. Put him on any team, he makes them a Super NBA contender. So, yeah, there's certain people that are really special. And they have these unbelievable qualities that other people just don't have. And I'm wise enough to know and wise enough to admit Tom Brady is just freaking good, man. So if you can't admit it at this point, you're just a hater. You are an absolute hater. Like, what this guy did, it's pretty cool. Everyone's talking about him and Bill, and when they go apart, it's going to go bad. It went bad for Bill. It didn't go bad for Tom. And it didn't start out great. So the fact that they're where they're at, if you're surprised or shocked, you just haven't been paying attention. It was going to take them some time to put the pieces together. But that's the way it works. Tampa Bay sold out, so kudos to Tampa Bay for selling out, getting guys to get on this squad to make a difference. I'm kind of wondering what was up with Antonio Brown. Gronk, you know, I sort of saw some flashes from Gronk. Saw some flashes where I was like, okay. That was a really nice catch, or that was a nice move. He didn't quite make the play, but I can see that these guys still work together pretty well. Chris Godwin, I like the way that he and Tom are working together. And then the play to Scotty Miller. Like, sometimes there's big plays that happen. Very little used Scotty Miller, by the way. One big play where they needed a first down. And he got it by a long shot, man, by a mile, for crying out loud. One catch for 29 yards. I think they needed like 7 tops. But certain things like that, which change the outcome of a ball game. A big first down, a big play from somebody, a key interception. Yeah, like I was wondering which guy was going to be that guy. Was it going to be Tom or was it going to be Drew? And it wound up being Drew. So I guess all the people that were talking about Tom not having any strength in his arm anymore, I don't know. I think he's got some strength in that arm. Leonard Fournette. You know, I knew that he was going to pay dividends at some point for them. How do you let a guy like that just go if you're the Jaguars? I don't get that. Really don't get that. But again, I love what the Tampa Bay Buccaneers did. They sold out. They saw the opportunity. And quite frankly, what I think they did was, is so far anyways, as they get their way to the NFC Championship game against the Green Bay Packers, they've done the most to seize the moment thus far. And they could not ask for anything more. I mean, come on now. The Super Bowl is in Tampa. Tampa Tom and the boys go to New Orleans and they win that game. Now they got to go to Green Bay where it's going to be chilly. But they have that opportunity, they have that shot to play the Super Bowl in their backyard. All right, I got to take a break. I'm going to do it. I'm going to come back. I'll keep rapping about the NFL, obviously, NFL, the divisional round of the NFL playoffs. Man, oh, man, I love talking football, people. So I'll be back. I'm jazzed up. Keep it close, everybody. It's the NFL Rewind. I'm Andy Dorf, and yes, it is Sports Overnight America.
Quarterback from the gun. First and 10 from the 48 of Casey. Dropping back. Throwing a long ball right for Gronkowski. Separates. Makes the over the shoulder catch. And he's tackled by Parker inside the 10.
Ben, first and 10. Shotgun snap. He's back. Throws a long down the sideline, and the pass is caught against Antonio Brown, stepping into the end zone for the Pittsburgh Steelers touchdown. He just flew by the corner.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
It's the enemy over there. They're not your friends. You don't go over there and shake hands, smile, hug their neck.
Let's knock them on their backs, butt them in the mouth, knock their ass in the dirt. That's what we got to do.
We got to stop that buddy ball. Smash everybody in the mouth. Take the running backs to the stands. Run up in the stands and slap their mama.
Mahomes is in the gun, moving from left to right. Arms outstretched, shotgun snap, fakes the handoff, drops back three, line drive throw in the back of the end zone, backpedaling, falling down, chest-high catch, Tyreek Hill covered heavily in the back of the end zone, and literally looking at his quarterback, facing him as he was backpedaling, leapt and caught and pressed the ball against his chest. That's a 25-yard touchdown pass. Mahomes to Hill. Here comes the extra point, and the Chiefs are on the board for the first time.
Third and goal. Empty backfield, end zone open. Touchdown, Randall Cobb.
What the hell's going on out here?
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Now the fun begins.
Always fun with the Dorfman here on the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America. Divisional round style NFL Rewind. Packers win 32-18 over the Rams. Bills 17-3 over the Ravens. Been talking about the Chiefs 22-17 over the Browns without Patrick Mahomes as he has a concussion. And then the Buccaneers getting the victory on the road against New Orleans, Tampa Tom and the boys beating Drew Brees. And I've said, I think it's time to call it quits. I really do. Want to talk about what we saw from the Packers. Want to talk a little bit about the Bills. And then I kind of want to look ahead to the championship round real quickly. Here's the deal. Green Bay did what they do. They went out there, they scored 32 points. If I'm not mistaken, that's a team that averages 31.8. So they did exactly what they do there. They held the Rams to 18 points. A lot of people up and down, not too sure about that defense with the Green Bay Packers. I think they're a little underrated, to be quite honest with you. When you hold Jared Goff to 174 and that running game to 96, that's putting in work, man. I'm sorry, but that's putting in some serious work. And then the Packers, what they did to a defense that allegedly is the best all around, I believe they put up 484 yards of total offense. 296 from Aaron Rodgers in the air. Look, the Green Bay Packers are clicking on all cylinders. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers seem to be clicking on all cylinders. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Green Bay Packers during the regular season. We got a battle of the Bays to see who's going to the Super Bowl. Can't believe it. And we're getting Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers. We're not getting it in the Super Bowl because it can't happen that way. But we're getting it, and I love it. Back to the Packers. Three-headed monster on the ground? It's really tough to beat that. The wide receiver core that they have amassed over time behind Davante Adams, it spells trouble. I'm sorry. I love this team. As we all know, I'm from the great state of Wisconsin, born and raised in the great state. Been a Packer fan my whole damn life. I've seen some good teams. This is a very good football team. They got a great shot. And I'm glad we got Tampa Tom and Aaron Rodgers to see who's going to the Super Bowl. The Bills. Let's talk about the Bills real quick. 17-3. Now, that was the most impressive defensive performance out of everybody. They shut down Lamar Jackson. And let me talk to you about Lamar real quick. Dude really has to work on passing the ball. Love the guy's athletic ability. Love the guy's desire to play the game. Now you got to start learning how to pass the ball, man. That's how you're going to improve. That's how you're going to help your team have an opportunity to win Super Bowls. Josh Allen, what can I say? Like, that guy is a guy that I want to have playing for me on Sundays. If I'm the Bills Mafia, if I'm a Buffalo fan, I am ecstatic about this dude. He is going to be good for years, people. He has MVP-like traits. He's going to be in that discussion, I think, for a long, long time coming. Really do. And I think the future is extremely bright for the Buffalo Bills. And they got an opportunity. Might have an opportunity to go at the Chiefs without Patrick Mahomes. You never know. I would highly doubt it. But you never know. And does it matter? We'll find out. I think it's really cool. Like, when I look at the NFC championship and I look at the AFC championship, you have two of the guys that are obviously they've won. Well, three of them have won, including Patrick now after they got the Super Bowl last year. But Aaron and Tom, obviously closer to being done than Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. Those are two up-and-coming stars that, again, are going to be in the MVP race year in and year out. So you have two guys that have been perennial MVP guys, and one might be the MVP, whether it's Mahomes or Aaron Rodgers, who I would give a slight nod to on the season. But, like, you just can't make this stuff up. You have – my point is you've heard me say this week in and week out. I like to have themes about what we're seeing. And to me, what we're seeing from the divisional round is we're definitely seeing that passing of the torch or that changing of the guard. And Aaron and Tom are still able to hang on because they're better than any of the young up-and-comers in the NFC right now. But on the other hand, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, two guys that are really, really young and up-and-coming in this league, and two guys that are going to be the face of this league. So you have the past and the present face in Aaron and Tom and also Patrick, and now I'm going to include Josh Allen in that mix. There's just something kind of very cool about these matchups. Let's talk about what I think may actually happen real quick. As we know, I think we're looking at really good matchups. Buccaneers, Packers. Again, Battle of the Bays to see who goes to the Super Bowl. Will it be Tampa Bay in their backyard? Bills and Chiefs. Again, man, I don't think we could have asked for anything better. The matchups on one side with the two legendary quarterbacks and two that probably will be legendary someday. So, again, the theme to me is we're going to see if one of those young bucks can take it from one of the old guys when you think about it. At the end of the day, that's what it is. And will Aaron, how many more shots will Aaron have? How many shots will Tom have? So this is going to be really special for one of those guys to make it to the Super Bowl, which will add to the game itself. It'll be that much more intriguing, that much more meaningful. I think the Bills and Chiefs could be doing this for a few years, man. Really do. I think this could be a battle back and forth. Bills got to somehow figure out a way to slow the Chiefs down. And Cleveland did a pretty good job of that. 22 points. Not what we're expecting from them. And when they play the Bills, I'll be honest, I can see a similar type scenario where low 20s could be enough to win a game. Again, we saw the Bills hold Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens to 3 points. Yeah, I mean, so anything is definitely possible. Could it be a shootout? Sure. But again, a lot depends and rides on Patrick Mahomes. I would think more along the lines of a tighter game and a lower scoring game. No idea what the weather is going to be like. We're a week out, but I think it's going to be cold in both places. Lambeau Field, Green Bay, Wisconsin, Arrowhead Stadium, Kansas City, Missouri. By the way, Chiefs, if I'm not mistaken, this is a pretty cool stat. Third year in a row that they're hosting the AFC Championship game. Another cool thing, the Green Bay Packers and the Chiefs, look, I'm just going off the top of my head on these ideas and stats, but the Green Bay Packers and the Chiefs both made it to this point last year. Packers wind up losing to the 49ers, obviously, and they wind up going to the Super Bowl and losing to the Chiefs. But I've always said to you as well, certain things also happen. And that's the usual suspects. The usual suspects of Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady, they're there. And the new usual suspects of Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. And then think about the coaching that's left in this. So I love it. I really do. It's just when you think about the final four teams that are left, you have some of the best players, first and foremost. You probably have some of the best coaches as well. And I'm definitely going to say you got some of the best fans. That's for damn sure. All of these fan bases could really make an argument that, like, our fans are the best. Bills Mafia is absolutely insane. Chiefs Nation, Packer Nation, Buccaneer Nation, like everybody has a great fan base. So the final four that are left, I'm digging it, man. I'm really digging it. And I'm not all that surprised or shocked when push comes to shove with who we have left and remaining. All right, I hear that music. I know I got to take a break. NFL Rewind style, Sports Overnight America. And again, divisional round, conference championships coming up next week. We know the matchups. Buccaneers and Packers, Bills and Chiefs. Can't wait to break that down. I really can't. And then we'll find out, obviously, who's going to the Super Bowl. But all right, got to take a pause for the cause. I'll do that. Come back like I always do with my parting shot. Keep it close, everybody. It's the NFL Rewind. Divisional round NFL Rewind with me, Andy Dorf, and Sports Overnight America. Keep it close.
We're talking Byline Sports, where sports happens.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Now, more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time with me here on the NFL Rewind, Sports Overnight America, divisional round style of the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America. I'm Andy Dorf. Love you people. You know that. Follow me. Get at me on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. Follow me. Check me out on Facebook. Dorf on Sports there. Always love the engagement with people there. Instagram. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right. So real quickly, want to run through the scores once again from the divisional round and set you up for the conference championship round. And then obviously give you the parting shot like I always do. All right, Packers 32-18 over the Rams. 17-3, Bills get it done over the Ravens. Chiefs 22-17 over the Browns. Buccaneers 30-20 over the Saints. All right, so here I'm going to give you a take from each and every game. Packers did what they do. They scored 32. They also played a pretty solid defensive game. Jared Goff is not Aaron Rodgers. The only thing they have in common is that they both went to Cal. And the other thing, Sean McVay and Matt LaFleur went toe for toe, but at the end of the day, LaFleur has the better X's and O's and the better players. The Bills shutting down Lamar Jackson. Dude really needs to work on his passing. That's all I can really say about him at this point. Josh Allen, you're an up-and-comer. I love watching you play the game, and I hope you can be special next week against Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs, which, by the way, great job to Chad. Anything you can do, I can do better. He gets it done for them, and then Tampa, Tom, and the boys going to New Orleans, and maybe putting Drew Brees into retirement. For Scott, I'm Andy Dorf. I got to say peace, and I got to run. I'll catch you next week when we talk conference championship right here on the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America.